Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
You're watching the slow, methodical, meticulous takedown of our nation, of our great republic, by a bunch of communist scumbaggery, Satan worshiping, and I mean that sincerely, Satan worshiping bums. We have so much news to get into. We're going to do this. We're going to split all of the news that needs to be addressed today's show and tomorrow's show. Randy Taylor is joining me as well. He, of course, has been covering a lot of what is taking place up north in Canada and on the military side. And then on my side, I've been looking a lot at what's been taking place in North America and then globally on a larger scale. That's why we are teaming together, and that's why this is, to me, this is so important that we get through this very, just as methodical as the takedown of our country. We have to get through this, at least in my view, very methodically, because I really believe we are at a point in time where people need to come to an understanding without any question whatsoever of exactly what is taking place. So again, this will be Thursday, June 22nd, 2023, part one of a two-part situation, or situation report of the state of affairs, economically, socially, militarily, and everything in between, domestically, North America, and then globally, of course, because we're there. I want to start this off before I bring Randy Taylor on. Because again, we have 2 days to go through this. This is so important. You saw yesterday, or maybe you didn't, maybe the media did not. I did not get a chance to watch all of the cable news channels, so maybe this was not reported on. But Durham testified in the House yesterday about his investigation. Okay, I cannot help but think back of all of the hope, all of the dreams placed in the Durham report. Now, to some extent, I was hopeful, but I didn't hang my hat on the fact that that John Durham would actually break through and expose everything. Now, to some extent, exposure versus doing something about it, to every extent, two separate things. A lot was exposed, but not enough was exposed. Durham fell down on the job. Whether he did so willingly or for some other reason, I don't know. But certainly he didn't do a very good job, in my view. You're going to see what I'm talking about right now. You're going to hear what I'm talking about right now. Because this is at the epicenter of everything going on today. When Donald Trump surprised the deep state by his victory as president, that's when the deep state went to, well, as he was gearing up as a candidate, that's when the deep state went to work. They created Crossfire Hurricane. And that was the brainchild, very simply, of Hillary Diane Diane Rodham the Yak Clinton. I haven't called her that in a while. Okay, the Clintonistas, as Rush Limbaugh would call them, and everyone in their orbit are communists, in my view, are communists and are attempting to take down our nation. Durham could have been a lot more, if I was running this investigation, believe me, I would not have been as wishy-washy as Durham. And I know Randy Taylor, the same thing. But here's the thing. There are two videos back to back. And then again, I'm going to bring Randy on. But if you haven't seen this in this fashion, back to back, this is important. Okay. This will give you a great understanding of exactly what happened, how it happened, and who was behind it. There cannot be any debate any longer as to who was behind this. This verifies everything we have been saying for 8 years, 7 years. Let's go to clip number one. Durham confirms under oath that Hillary Clinton funded the Russian collusion hoax. It was Hillary's brainchild. And among Hillary, by the way, I'm talking not just Hillary. I'm talking Bill Clinton. I'm talking Mark Elias, the very litigious attorney from Perkins Coie, Fusion GPS, and the intelligence community, all 16 plus one, 17. That number is not an accident. Agencies involved in this. Clip one, here it is.
The central charge in the Russian collusion hoax was that Trump campaign operatives were in contact with Russian intelligence sources. Were Clinton campaign operatives in contact with Russian intelligence sources?
That's beyond the scope of our report. I can only speak to the former, and the former is there was no such evidence. As we report in the report, there was...
Was Danchenko a Russian intelligence source?
Mr. Danchenko had been investigated by the FBI for espionage. They closed the case when they mistakenly thought he had left the country. Mr. Danchenko's status in connection with that espionage matter was never resolved by the Bureau. The Bureau, in fact, never opened it.
And he was the source for much of the Steele dossier.
He said that he was responsible for 80% of the intelligence in the dossier.
And who commissioned the Steele dossier?
The Steele dossier was done by Fusion GPS, who was hired by Perkins Coie, who represented the Clinton campaign.
So what role did the Clinton campaign play in this hoax? What role did the Clinton campaign play in this hoax?
The Clinton campaign funded the work, opposition research that was done by Fusion GPS, and GPS paid Mr. Steele for the dossier.
And who in the Clinton campaign approved that relationship?
Well, we lay some of that out in the report. I think it was Mr. Elias, who was general counsel to the campaign, who engaged the services of Fusion GPS.
Mr. Jordan referenced the Clinton plan intelligence. Exactly what was the Clinton plan?
Based on declassified documents that in the public record, there was intelligence information that was received at virtually the same time that the information came from the Australians. I mean, within a day or two. That intelligence included information that there was a purported plan designed by one of Mrs. Clinton's foreign policy advisors to create a scandal tying Donald Trump to the Russians. That's the essence of the intelligence as contained in the declassified information.
Did the president receive this intelligence?
On August 3rd of 2016, then Director Brennan had briefed the president, vice president, director of national intelligence, the FBI, the attorney general, and others.
When you say the FBI, you mean Mr. Comey?
He had, on August 3rd, it was conducted at the White House. So it was Director Comey himself.
So Mr. Comey knew about this. President Obama knew about this. Vice President Biden knew about this. But it wasn't provided to the agents on the case or provided to the secret FISA court. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Why wasn't it?
No, we can tell you what the facts are. People can draw their own conclusions from that.
About the Papadopoulos comments at the bar that were used as justification for this whole thing, what would the FBI have learned had it looked into this information honestly?
If before opening Crossfire Hurricane, they had checked their own files and communicated with other intelligence agencies and the like, they would have found that there was nothing at that time in their files that would corroborate the information, the suggestion of a suggestion, and that the Russians might provide some kind of assistance. There's nothing in their files that would corroborate that.
The Steele dossier was entered in the congressional record. Was it true?
The Steele dossier was
entered into our congressional record. Was it true?
There is not a single substantive piece of information in the dossier that has ever been corroborated by the FBI or, to my knowledge, anyone else.
You mentioned that the FISA court criticized the misleading and false information that was used to request the FISA warrants. But did the FISA court hold anyone in contempt for that?
Not to my knowledge.
Did they apply any sanctions to anyone responsible for that?
Not to my knowledge.
Did they even yell at anybody?
They issued an appropriately harsh memo talking about what the expectation is.
Wow.
When a document is submitted to that court, that it be truthful and accurate and complete. And that was the expectation, is the expectation.
Gentleman yields back. Chair now recognizes the gentlelady from Washington.
Barack Hussein Obama knew about it and was part of it. Joseph Robinette, the potato head Biden Jr., knew about it and was part of it. Hillary Clinton was the bag holder, the money bag holder. That was her brainchild. The Russian dossier was a bunch of bullshit. And everyone in Washington, D.C. knew about it. That was to ruin one man, one administration, and one republic. And here we are. And you've got John, and you got Durham walking this line. I've been in my share of courtrooms. I've watched my share of testimony. And he was walking a thin line, a really thin line, if you watch that. What I'm saying is this. The very people who perpetrated this hoax, the greatest hoax of the 21st century, are now in positions at MSNBC, at the Times, at places like Politico, Mediaite, maybe, Media Matters, Right Wing, you know, all of these places. They're the fact checkers. The liars have become the fact checkers. They want to burn this country to the ground, and we are allowing this. Randy Taylor, what did you think of that? Welcome.
I think that is, in my opinion, proves what we said all along. These people were actually committing a coup.
And still are.
They have no intention of stopping. They're still going. I cannot believe that all of this was directed primarily at one man. And it goes beyond that, people. It goes at the Republic, as Doug mentioned. Look at 4 years of a presidency wasted. Interfered with and wasted. tied up with subpoenas, tied up with impeachments, tied up with lies. These people need to be imprisoned.
Robin, Biden, I just want to say this. In the first 48 hours, Joseph Robinette Biden signed 63 executive orders and actions that either overturned or contradicted everything that Donald Trump did. Just saying. 63 in the first 48 hours.
No, they actually tried to erase that he was ever there.
Yep.
This is nuts. And the fact checkers, these people can't be fact checkers. There's no way. Obama said something about there needs to be digital signatures in social media so that things can be checked with the fact checkers. These people, these are the kind of people you want to verify things with? No. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is 100% bullshit. I don't know how else to say it. This is a crime against the very people that are sitting here listening to the show. Okay? It's a crime against you.
Yes.
It's a crime against our country. It's a crime against our children, our grandchildren. It's a crime against the Republic. These people should not be walking around free. They tried to take down, at that time, the most powerful man in the world with lies. Fabricated evidence. These people need to be behind bars. And I don't know why people aren't yelling and screaming. There should be lawyers out here, somebody, going after these people. Because I'll tell you what, if we don't get some answers, this is going to end up in the hands of the people. And you want to know why you've got threats against the government, why, senators had to be given satellite phones because of security threats. You have security problems because you're pissing off everyone in America. That's why you have security problems. If you have to do these things and up your security that far, that should tell you you're not doing something right.
I guess this might not be a good time to mention when you and I found ourselves in the driveway of Tom Ridge. But I digress.
Well,
I'm not going to say anymore.
I know. All of these people. Bill Barr.
What a
piece of crap.
Yeah.
They're all
pieces of crap.
Fat chunk of garbage.
Yep.
Okay. And I'll tell you right now, every one of these news stations that bring people like Bill Barr on, okay? I hope they shut you down. I hope you lose all your revenue. I hope your sponsors, that they tell you to kiss their asses. Because we're not going to buy their products if they continue advertising.
You got it,
Mr. MyPillow?
Yeah.
Get away from these people.
Speaking of that, I got a memo right here. I'm not going to show it to you.
It's not a harsh memo, is it, Doug?
God forbid. I'd shudder in my boots if it was a harsh memo from,
Oh, my God, yeah.
Right? Okay, but no, here's a message to me by the person, on one of the radio platforms. I'm not going to identify any names. Wrote to me and said, due to the political climate at this time and your positions, vocal and written, on your platform and on your website, we will no longer be able to continue a relationship or business relationship with you, period. This is from the person that arranges advertisers.
This is an advertiser.
No, this is a person that arranges the advertising.
Oh, so they're going to
network.
Okay.
So what I'm saying to you is what you were saying is exactly right. But see, we have to do this. That's what you were saying. We've got to do what they're doing.
This is falling into our hands, people. You got to understand it. If you cannot get your fair day in court, which we're all entitled to as citizens, as a country. We deserve a fair day in court. We're not getting it. They're shitting all over us.
Yep.
And I'm sick and tired of it. Okay. You know why? When we talk about kicking the dog, well, you're kicking the dog, keep kicking that dog. All right. I'll tell you why. That dog's going to bite you. You are becoming responsible for what is coming. You better vote. You dumbasses in Washington, you people listening in your earphones right now, you better get your heads out of your butts. Okay. And don't think you're going to come and step on us. We have done nothing wrong. Don't even try it. We've done nothing wrong. You're at fault, and we're going to hold you accountable for it.
Amen.
And we're coming for you, baby. And don't take that Amen. As a threat, okay? That is not a threat. I'm not threatening harm to you. I'm telling you, we're coming for you. You take it however you want to take it. And make sure you played that entire clip when you drag my ass into a courtroom somewhere. I will not stand down. I won't. No. You're not. You're talking about my life, my children's life, my grandchildren. You know what? I am tired of you screwing up this country. You people are garbage. Joe Biden, I wish somebody would play it for you, because I'll tell you to your face, you're a piece of shit.
Yep. Yep.
I'm done with you, pal. Okay? And I know you're probably... You shouldn't even be in that office. You're not mentally coherent, capable, or qualified to be in that office.
You should be talking to Joe, not Potato Head. He won't.
I don't. You know what? I'm just talking. And Durham sitting there with a harsh memo. Ooh, that ought to do it. That'll have them shaking in their shoes. You know, Clinton and all are they're laughing.
And speaking of Clinton, yes, go ahead.
Go ahead, sir. Well, okay. Please, go ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to be like this all hour. Don't think you're cutting me off, pal. You're okay, my buddy. You all say, right. Please, you interject here. Because I know you're as pissed off as I am.
Well, because it's come to a head. I watched people with thousands and hundreds of thousands of subscribers just hang on the words of the people like Durham. Oh, the Durham reported and to some extent I might be guilty of a little bit of hopefulness with the Durham report alone.
No.
Not to the extent I've seen, and all of these people are hanging on the hopium. Okay, now here's Jimmy Dore. This is the back to back kind of thing. Okay, now remember at the very about the same time Hillary Clinton had, well, the DNC had a server, the DNC server that was supposedly hacked by Russia, which, again, this was all part of this whatever you want to call it, this Russia hoax. Well, and this resulted in...
It's what Donald Trump called it, a witch hunt.
Right, right. Now, remember, Seth Rich was shot on a Washington, D.C. street. But, of course, it had nothing to do with the DNC hack, which wasn't a hack. It was a download. But then Hillary Clinton, again, her server, the FBI said this. Compare and contrast. Durham, hey, we want to talk to you. Well, we can't find him. Oh, okay. We want to talk to him. Well, they really won't talk to us. They'll talk to the press, but they really won't talk to us. Oh, okay. Durham's like, okay. You know, that's not an investigation. Okay, there's a difference between an interview and an interrogation. There's a difference between an investigation and something that looks like an investigation. I don't know what the hell this was, but it certainly wasn't an investigation. But listen to this.
The Dog and Pony Show.
Right, exactly. Now, Jimmy Dore had this on. This is 3 minutes, about 3.5 minutes. This is about the hack, okay? This is the FBI, DNC, Hillary Clinton /DNC server. And compare and contrast Durham. Watch this.
The DNC server was never inspected by the FBI. Why? Because the DNC would not give it to the FBI. Why are you allowed to not give the FBI something in a federal investigation? I'll never know. But they didn't.
Oh.
And so the FBI never looked at the server. You know who did look at the server? a company that Hillary Clinton hired called CrowdStrike. They looked at the server and they made up the story that Russia hacked that server. You know who owns that company?
Who?
His name is Dmitry Alpervatovich. He's a Ukrainian loyalist who hates Putin. His company, CrowdStrike, started the Russian hack lie. He refused to let the American intelligence agencies see the DNC server, and he refused to testify in front of Congress. That's who owns CrowdStrike. This guy who is a Putin enemy, completely made it up, refused to testify. And so that's so. And now I'm going to show you, this is the FBI chief, Jim Comey, being asked about that. Hey, is this normal for you not to look at the DNC server in an investigation, but let a private company hired by Hillary Clinton to do your investigation for you? Here we go.
Director Comey, let me talk about forensics for just a minute, because the FBI has the expertise there. And I know there's tremendous investigative value when the FBI is actually able to conduct their own forensics review on devices that have suffered cyber intrusions and attacks. I believe there's some confusion, though, or at least some conflicting reporting as to whether the FBI requested access to the DNC's services, the Democratic Congressional Committee servers, and John Podesta's personal devices. Did the FBI request access to those devices to perform forensics on?
Yes, we did.
And
so that's the first big deal. The head of the FBI says in sworn testimony that they requested to look at the DNC server. They requested it.
Access have provided intelligence or information helpful to your investigation and possibly to finding to the findings included in the intelligence community assessments?
Our forensics folks would always prefer to get access to the original device or server that's involved. So it's the best evidence.
Were you given access to do the forensics on those servers?
We were not. We were a highly respected private company, eventually got access and shared with us what they saw there.
And he says that like it's normal. Isn't that amazing? Not, we were not, but a highly respected private. That asshole I just showed you owns that highly respected bullshit company called CrowdStrike. We let a private company do our investigation for us. We thought another country, a nuclear power, was trying to overthrow our government. We let another private company look into it.
Well, how else do you get the results you want?
How else are you going to get the results you want?
And I hope that Ukrainian nationalist, okay, the apologist, Ukrainian apologist, I hope you caught that, folks. And what are we doing now with Ukraine? You think this is all of this is by accident? It's not. So the 16 plus one or 17 U.S. intel agencies against Donald Trump and against ultimately the American people.
And all the major media companies.
Absolutely.
We left them out of the group. When you put all that together, yep. I'm amazing that the man's still standing. And then we find out we got the Chinese inside the DOJ and pressuring to put charges on Donald Trump because they're terrified of the man. They don't want to be president because he's about ready to kick their ass right off this planet. They're terrified of him. You think they're not afraid of Donald Trump?
Oh, they are
terrified. I'm talking economically and militarily. They are afraid of that man. Look, he's not my favorite guy in the world. Okay, but that son of a gun took a hell of a beating for us,
and still is.
Because he still is. It's like he said, they're not after him. They're after us, and they're going through him.
Right.
He is being beat up. Every day his life has been torn apart, and that man still gets up and he still tells us every day that he loves this country, because he does love this country. And the Chinese are afraid of him. They're terrified of him.
And the president of China came out and said in a recent article, the reason that he had the fear is because he didn't know what Trump was going to do or could. He knew what he could do, but he wasn't. He's something to the effect of wasn't. He was not certain as to what President Trump would do or would allow to be done to China.
Exactly. He's called unpredictable, and that's how you deal with the Chinese.
There you go.
When you got your enemy, do not be predictable. Somebody needs to pick up the book of Sun Tzu and start reading in there, okay?
Yep, yep.
I mean, and Donald Trump knows that book, I'm telling you, cover to cover.
Yeah, as we all should. If you haven't picked it up.
And I just, you know, this I'm beyond peed off. This is what we just saw, and what we saw there with John Durham. All right, and I didn't ever once hang my hat and think that anything was going to come of it. Why? Because all the evidence in the world could be dumped at a federal judge's feet, and they don't give a damn.
Well, there were a couple of interesting things where the FISA court, he represented where the FISA court was, there was a fraud committed on the FISA court, which...
And who's going to pay for it, though? Is anything going to be done about it? Nobody cares, Doug. They don't give a shit.
But I'm to the point where right now where I'm thinking the FISA court was part and parcel to the fraud as opposed to a victim of the fraud.
Yeah. Everyone that's touched us is guilty.
Yeah.
Don't let that little jerk Vindman, don't let him off the hook either.
Oh, we got some stuff with Vindman.
Good. Let's get some of these videos going, people. We got this show. We're doing another show for tomorrow. Okay. And I'll tell you what, we haven't even started kicking their asses. We're coming. We're coming from a bunch of different angles. I'm telling you, people get behind us, get with us, support us, okay? Because it's going to get really freaking hairy.
And
we're tired of being reactive. We're being proactive. The Hagman Report is on record as being proactive. You remember that. I'm telling you that, all right? We made a decision about a month ago that we're sick and tired of preaching to the choir, okay? And anything we're going to do is be methodical, because one day I'm going to meet my master, my Lord, my maker, and I need to be able to tell him to his face, Heavenly Father, I did everything I could. And Doug will say the same thing, because I'll tell you what, we're both going to be standing there answering some questions.
And I'll tell you, you talk about naked in the face of power, in the face of almighty power. There it is. But he's
behind us.
Amen to that.
The Lord is behind us. And anybody says, it's the end times, just lay down. I got some verses for you out of the Bible here, okay, that talks about complacency and how the Lord spews you from his mouth.
You're neither hot nor cold. Yeah, exactly.
Revelation chapter 3.
Before you go on to that, I want to be open and transparent with our listeners and viewers. The reason we're doing it this way, just to be clear, okay, is because we are being proactive. We've got some things that we've got to get done. And then within 2 weeks, you're going to see some things here at the studio you haven't seen before.
Okay. And we're losing advertisers, people. We're losing our very life support piece by piece by piece. And what did Doug say? Because of our viewpoints and because of what we stand for.
That's right.
That's exactly right. What it is. We're being stood up at the wall and questioned.
And
that takes a lot. That man right there that you're looking at, my friend, my best friend there, okay? It's all on the line, man. We're putting everything on the line here.
I won't even let my wife open the mail anymore.
Get behind us, people. We need your help. We need you to get the word out there, all right? And anybody, I had somebody question me yesterday on this Patriot list we're putting together. You know, gonna vet me. Vet me, far out. There is nothing I haven't told you on this show. People want to know what I've done in my past. I've told you what I've done in my past. Okay. And if you haven't watched the show, then you don't know what's going on. If I got to put a resume on an about me page on the website, you know, I'll be happy to do that. All right. But I think most people watch the show, know a little bit about Randy Taylor, where he's from, what he's done, and what he's willing to do.
And the price he's paying.
And I don't mean to be crappy with you, pal.
No.
Okay? I don't. But don't, please don't come from that angle. All right?
What a way to start.
Who else out there is even doing this? And here's the thing. Doug and Eric don't even have access to this. This is something I carry to myself. You know why? Because I can make it disappear like that.
Yep.
Nobody's going to take it from us. Nobody's going to get exposed. I won't allow it.
And that's one thing that I think you study the Revolutionary War, and I think that we have to be a lot smarter.
We're getting there, man. We'll learn. And you're right, Doug. We need to learn from those people because they laid everything on the line.
And they lost.
They laid everything. Yes, sir. We're talking their families were tortured, killed. They lost their plantations. They lost their businesses. Yep. They were spurned. They had bounties on their heads. I mean, you need to sit down and read about our forefathers. Those are the greatest men that ever lived. And you know why? Because they were working with God. This republic is a gift. This is a gift that we have squandered. And yeah, I'm taking the hit here. I'm taking it with you because we squandered it. We allowed this to happen. We were complacent. And that's one of the reasons we're being proactive, because I don't ever want God to look at me and say, you just sat there on your ass and did nothing.
Do you think people realize that? I mean,
I don't think people get it. And they don't tell me about the end times and this is the way it's going to be.
It's got to be this way.
Then just sit on your porch and wait for them to come and take everything you have and put a bullet in your head, because that's what's coming. They're talking about starving us.
Yep.
They're talking about locking us into 15-minute cities. This isn't just the U.S. We just happen to be the biggest roadblock in the globalist way because we're armed.
That's right.
We're armed and we're huge. The United States, 360 million people, that's a lot of people, okay? And when it comes right down to it, we will fight. You don't want the Japanese didn't jump to invade us, right? The Germans, they didn't, are you crazy? Even China looks at us and goes, there's probably better ways to do this. You don't understand what I'm saying? And some people, there's people that email me from the other side of the world.
I know, other countries. I get those too.
Yeah, Doug, and they say, Randy, please, please don't ever give up. Please, because you guys are the only thing stopping them. I'm talking about me and the Hagman Report here. You guys, U.S. citizens, the patriots, we the people are the only thing stopping the world from crumbling. Because once they take the U.S. out, baby, the globalists have won. You will be in work camps. 1984 will be on your doorstep because you'll be living it. You'll be in the next film.
Amen.
You will be the film. You don't understand they plan on any of us that have a health problem. I have health problems. I'll be one of the first to be terminated.
Yep.
Why? Because I won't be able to contribute to, you know, the societal, whatever they call it, credit score. Kiss my ass.
We're already obsolete anyway.
Yeah, we are. And people like us, and especially if we happen to resist, we would be put to death. You know, if we were talking like this in China, we'd be dead.
I received a couple of notices where, not China, but some other countries. I'm not going to name the countries.
I'm telling you right now, we are folks. We're in this up to our eyeballs, my friend.
I know it,
and I know it. And I'm glad that we decided to do something. And we need other people to get behind us. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop this, and there's only one way to do it. Don't tell me, I've got a gun and I'm ready to fight. That's cool. Great. We ain't there yet. You know why? You don't have a defined target. Now, I certainly don't want you going out and taking it out on a civilian somewhere. These are the people we're supposed to be protecting. And damn it, you remember that. If you go out and start killing people on the street and say, it's in the name of patriotism, you're wrong. Unless they're clearly defined as the enemy. And we know who the enemies are on the street. But I'm telling you, if you're so dumbass that goes and bombs a shopping mall, okay, I spit you out too. We don't know exactly how to deal with the government at that level right now. It will come clear to us. But we're trying to do everything in our God-given power to do this right. This is one last stab at saving the Republic in a democratic fashion.
And we want everyone to know that. I think you know what, Randy? I think that that's what this is all about. You know, because I guarantee you, Randy, you and I are going to get emails saying, well, I don't appreciate being yelled at. Well, okay, then watch Green Acres or something, okay? I don't care.
We're getting such supportive emails right now, Doug. People are absolutely getting on board. They're saying, Randy, I'm behind you 110%. And then some of them say, you know what? I don't even own a weapon, but I can pray. I'll take that.
I can. I got one woman who said, seriously, I can. I got another rancher.
We had nurses, we got doctors, we had people are saying it, and if we're needed somewhere, you just say the word. You just say the word, Mr. Taylor. You know what? I love you. You are patriot brethren and sisters. And you know what? That's the only way we're going to win this.
And
we've got to get going. We've got to get going, people. You got to start winning over your neighbors. You got to get busy. We're trying to reach this. Sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
Let me just say this. The reason that we're getting these emails, and I really want to make this clear. There is nothing that we will hide from any of you, okay? We want to be as transparent and as honest. And look, if we're in a sinking ship, we're not going to tell you the ship ain't sinking. Okay, if we screw up, we're going to tell you we screwed up. If we're making headway, we're going to report that too. All good, bad, and everything in between. We will always, always speak the truth.
And we'll tell you as much as we can without jeopardizing operations.
Absolutely.
All right, just to be clear. All right, but you don't, you know, when you're planning, you know, taking down a bunch of tyrants and globalists. I mean, come on, guys. We're outnumbered. We're outgunned the whole nine yards. We're smart about it. Okay? We're doing this in a methodical manner. And I know there's other people working on the same type of projects. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
We need to connect. Okay? Be a wolf. Reach me.
I love it.
I'm telling you. You're out there. I don't know. Please. You know what I'm saying. Also, I'm going to say it again. If anybody knows them, get the message to them. All right? Rock and roll.
Yeah.
All right, it's time. Listen, all these people getting together. Let's not play games. Let's get on the same sheet of music. All right? Folks, we're getting into a do or die situation. This is getting really bad. Things are getting really bad. Do you understand? They've given us this date of 2030, and our lives are going to be destroyed by them, but they're already destroying it. That's like, in the last, you know, you're already down and you're laying there and you're bleeding and then they put their foot on your throat just to make sure they take the last dying breath. That's what 2030 is.
That's okay? Exactly right.
And I'm telling you, you know, if you folks aren't understanding this mass immigration that's going on, this mass craziness at the southern border, people, explain to me why, you know, you need everything but a diplomatic pass to get it up north, but on the southern border, you just walk right in. And why do we have these encampments of 200 to 300,000 men between 18 and 35 residing just above Houston? Explain this to me. You want to know who's going to come and take your guns? They're the ones coming over that border. You know why? They're on the payroll of this government. If they're being fed
by way of NGOs, that's right.
I'm telling you right now, we've been sold out. These people are just, you know, I love my country, right and blue, that Biden's and I was like garbage that's in office. People, we've been sold out. You got to get serious about this and don't sit there and just, yeah, I'm going to go to work and come home, have my dinner, watch TV and go to bed. Well, you know what? That's pretty much what your life's going to be. Except you're going to be working somewhere for the government with if any money, you'll probably be on universal income.
In the 200 square foot house.
Basically living in a studio apartment, which pretty much looks like a jail cell.
Yep.
Okay, you will report to work every day. You will pick up your soup and your bread and take it home and eat it. People, do you understand? You need to look around and read history. Yeah, look at what happened in China. Look what happened in Russia right after World War II. Amen. Look what they go into Russia right after the First World War. People, I know some of you don't know who the first president of the United States was because you're pretty much a dumbass. Okay, but please break out of that shell. If you don't know, ask somebody. If you need somebody to explain communism to you, feel free to email me. I will explain communism to you. I don't intend to die like that. I don't intend to have my daughters die like that. I'm not going to have my children, grandchildren, and the neighbors. Anybody I love is not going to live like that. And damn it, we're the last thing holding these people back. They put us in war in the Middle East to try and topple any government and any leader that wouldn't play along with a globalist empire, okay, from the West. So why do you think Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein and guys like that got toppled? Why do you think they went after Assad in Syria? This isn't about promoting democracy in the U.S. Bullshit. Okay? Those Arab Spring was designed for a reason. Why did they go and yank Mubarak, knock him down in Egypt, and then Obama make sure that the Muslim Brotherhood gets put in charge?
And who, why? And the same names behind that. Obama, Jarrett, Rice,
Clinton. Clinton is a problem, people. I hope you're listening to me. Clinton, Hillary Rodham Clinton is a problem.
Yep.
You want to know where most of this crap's coming from? And you know why? She's been promised a place at the table, okay, with that little bitch daughter of hers. And it's Soros garbage that he's married to.
Webb Hubble's daughter, by the way, but I digress.
Just put all the stuff in a bag and look at the mess we have. Look what we've allowed to happen. All of us, shame on all of us. And here's the bad part. We got to fix this mess. We got a mess on our hands, people. And I want to, we're starting, I'll tell you what, where I want to start it, is what we're doing, getting the Patriots together, okay? And the other thing, I want you parents, okay, start doing your job with your children. Find out what's going on in those schools, and I need you to go to war with the schools.
And thank you.
And I'm not talking violence. You don't have to. I need you to go down there and tell them, you're not going to do this to my children. I will take my children out of here.
And they're the ones calling for violence.
It's not us. We're not the fascist. We're not the ones saying, you have to say this. You can like that person, but you can't like that person. And those are the people that are saying that are calling us the fascists. Are you out of your mind? They don't even know what they're saying. Do you understand that? The left spews garbage. They don't even know what they're saying, what comes out of their mouth. They use big words, okay, and people buy into it. Please, people, get your head out of your butt. As soon as you do, you're going to see a whole new world out there. You got to get serious about this. Now, look, I'm not yelling at anybody that's listening to this program. I want to get you motivated. I am angry for you. I'm not angry at you. I'm angry for you.
There you go.
You get it? It's like when they say, well, you're laughing at him. I'm laughing with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm angry for you. I am angry because I know there's people listening to the show that hate our guts. They want to put us in the ground or put us in jail. And don't think they're not. I know. I can't make a phone call to the office without click, click, click. Okay? Don't tell me what's going on. I've been down this road before. I know how these guys play. That's the advantage that you have is Mr. Hagman and Mr. Taylor know the game. Why? We used to play the game.
That's right.
Before they went totally south. And we were one of the first ones to say, you can kiss my ass because you don't love this country anymore. When we couldn't tell who was who, that's when we backed up and said, whoa. And then we really started to notice that the Federal Bureau of Investigation had become compromised.
And I'm not so sure there's anyone else out there doing what we do that have been in your position, and to some extent my position.
If they are, they're hiding. Why? Because they're scared. Listen, I love my country.
Yep.
And I love everyone in it. And I mean the good, the bad, the ugly. I love everybody. And am I against some people here? Yes, I certainly am. Okay. But as far as the citizens go, look, I know some of you have bought into this Democrat and what they say and believe in what they do and all this equality crap. It's crap.
Well, okay.
We were all equal, period. God made us that way. No, I don't need some government. I'm sorry, Doug. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. We're just on some time constraints here. Before the end of today's show, I want to show you this. You mentioned something about Democrat, Republican, right, left, whatever. Okay, so Adam Schiff, we know this. He was censured yesterday, right? Okay, so we've got one clip segment or separated because I didn't want to listen to a bunch of chants and stuff like that. So 30 seconds. Here's a first 30 seconds, and then it jumps to 2 minutes 15. It'll be at HagmanPI.com in the show prep notes. But to illustrate what Randy Taylor said, watch the well of the Senate. That's all I have to say about this. Go ahead and play clip one.
The yeas are 213 and the nays are 209 with six answering present. The resolution adopted without objection. The motion to consider is laid on the table. House will be in order.
And you got Democrats and Republicans yelling shame, both on the right and left.
Okay. Shame at the people announcing this, or shame on Schiff?
Shame on, not on Schiff. No, shame.
Yeah, of course
this
not.
This is a shame
for calling. For calling him out.
Right.
That man belongs in jail.
Because again, he was the big pusher of the Russian collusion hoax. And, of course, the $16 million fine, they didn't pass that. They didn't pass any of the. This is more of a slap on the wrist. So yeah. Here's what happens in the censure. The Speaker of the House calls the guy down and gives him a tongue lashing. Well, here's that part beginning at 2:15. Here it is.
Will Representative Schiff present himself in the well?
Now, those clapping are bipartisan in support of Adam Schiff. And if those watching, catch some of the outfits in these people.
By its adoption of House Resolution 521, the House has resolved that the House of Representatives censures Adam Schiff, representative of the 30th Congressional District of California.
Pause that for a second there, Eric, Deck, if you don't mind. That's Shaw Man. Okay, remember the Shaw Man from January 6th? He could have done a better job than McCarthy up there. And McCarthy's a Republican, right, supposedly?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, go ahead, continue.
I will begin again. By its adoption of House Resolution 521, the House has resolved that the House of Representatives censures Adam Schiff. By its adoption of House Resolution 521, the House has resolved that the House of
Go ahead, Kevin. You're doing a great job.
By its adoption of House Resolution 521, the House has resolved that the House of Representatives censures Adam Schiff, representative of the 30th Congressional District of California, for misleading the American public and for conduct unbecoming of an elected member of the House of Representatives, that Representative Adam Schiff will be forthwith present himself in the well of the House of Representatives for the pronouncement of censure. That Representative Adam Schiff will be censured with the public reading of this resolution by the Speaker. And that the Committee on Ethics shall conduct an investigation into Representative Adam Schiff's falsehoods, misrepresentations, and abuse of sensitive information.
All right, you cancel that. Randy Taylor, the reason I wanted that played is because this is the best we got.
It's a small victory, but it's not.
But no, it's not even a victory. It's a circus, brother.
I know, but you know.
I mean, really, this is what this is where we're at with this.
We're going to start playing by the rules, people. Adam Schiff should never have a peaceful meal in a restaurant.
Yep.
And I mean it. You people that want to do something, they're emailing me and say, "Well, I'll do anything." I want you to make sure that that man does not. You do what you got to do. You call your friends, make some phone calls, get some people down there. Do not break the law. But he should never have a peaceful meal in a restaurant, in a public restaurant. Listen to what I'm saying. Antifa and BLM and all of them like to do that to any GOP people out there. And they're encouraged by Democrat politicians in legislative houses to act in that manner. So guess what? That means it's okay. Yep. It's on the table. It's on the table. So let's play by their game. Listen, you fight fire with fire. People, if you haven't read anything in Sun Tzu's The Art of War, please get a copy. It's on Amazon. You can grab a copy. You can go to any store. You go to any bookstore.
You can download it for free.
You can download it, please. Yeah. If you're afraid to be seen buying it, okay? People, you got to learn how to fight smart.
Okay? And that's what Randy Taylor is best at. I've got to say, folks...
Be smart. You got to be smart. You can win if you're smart. The big blundering giant that runs in there and gets himself killed. No. There's not enough of us that are willing to go to that length, okay? And look, wouldn't it be great when you meet God that we did it another way? Yeah. Believe me, if it comes to that, we're ready for that.
A righteous
way. We just don't want to do that. Why? Because we're God-fearing Christians.
That's right.
As well as patriots. That's very important. Those are two things you find together a lot, Christians and patriots. Ladies and gentlemen, we need your support. And it's getting down and dirty.
Yep.
And seriously, if you want us on the air, okay? It's ridiculous when we really should have went to meet somebody, but we can't do the plane tickets.
Hell, plane tickets, bus tickets.
I'm just saying, we can't, you know. Unless you want to sleep on park benches. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get serious. And there's some people out there. In fact, if you read, please read Revelations 3. Okay. And what do we have? Revelations 3, start at chapter 15. And then especially verse 17. Sorry. Revelations chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. Please pick up the Bible and read that, especially if you're a wealthy individual.
And that's your assignment.
You don't know what to do
tonight.
About it. That is your assignment. That's no joke. I mean, because God's talking to you. And it's highlighted in red. That means this comes from who book. Said it? That's who right. said it? Yeah, it's not Jesus a man Christ. Saying that. Jesus Christ said it.
And
I want you to
read
it.
Book of Revelation.
Thank you. Book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. But and pay particular attention to verse 17.
That's your assignment for tonight. We're going to continue this tomorrow. This is going to be part two, or tomorrow's going to be part two. Tomorrow, we're going to be getting into more local things, more things, or things that affect you directly. Randy yes. Taylor, RT at HagmanReport.com, if you want to communicate with him.
I love you guys, man.
And yes, we both love every one of you.
If we didn't love you, we wouldn't do this.
All right. We're out of here until tomorrow.